It's an audio extra with Crockett. Exclusively on Froggy101.com.
Hey guys, it's Crockett. I think I'm going to start calling these audio extras. Just some things that pop into my mind, or, you know, so a little pull the curtain back, if you will. I'm not supposed to talk that long on the air, you know. They say, Crockett, you are a compliment to the music. I am like pepper on a salad. You don't want too much, but you want just enough to compliment the salad, right? So I'm like the pepper to your music. So anyway, sometimes I can't go completely into depth on my stories, but today I told a story about the trick-or-treating on my house, on my block. I've never had trick-or-treaters come to my house. Never. Not once. Never. I think in the I've lived in my apartment now 5 years. 5 years, no trick-or-treaters. I think maybe I've gotten one. So this year I said, I'm not buying the candy. I buy the candy every year, and I end up eating the whole bag, feel like a fat slob. So this year, I said, not doing it, forget it. So, I'm coming home. Last night was Halloween. I'm coming home, and I'm sipping home like I usually do, and all of a sudden, I see hundreds. Well, hundreds is a lot, but at least 50 kids on my street, and they're all cheering and yelling, and I said, what's going on here? What? Where did all these kids come from? I have no candy. I had to leave my porch light on so I can at least see when I get in the house. When I get in the house, I had to shut the place down like Fort Knox. I'm locking the place down. I'm turning the lights off because it's going to kill me when I hear, hey, mister, open up. We're hungry. Where's the candy? And I'm going to be that weird guy that's like, I don't got anything. Here, take some toothpaste and some vitamins. So I shut it down. I leave the house. Now, I think I've discovered where the problem came from, or where the trick-or-treaters came from. I've got new neighbors. Now, they moved in last year, but my guess is their things were still not unpacked. So this year, they went all out for Halloween. I couldn't believe it. October 1st, they have skeletons. I mean, it looks, it's like I'm living next to Chevy Chase of Halloween. I can't believe it. And last night, they had a projector playing Halloween movies on the side of their house for when the trick-or-treaters were coming. I've never seen anything like it. So all Halloween season, people have been driving by, taking pictures of the house, and all I have on my porch is a rotting pumpkin. So the guy's making me look bad. I mean, I looked bad to begin with, but now I got this dead pumpkin on my step, and this guy's got the Taj Mahal next door. So I think what happened was all these people saw my neighbor, and then my other neighbor started decorating because no one wants to be like the lonely guy on the totem pole. I'm the lonely guy. I'm the guy at the bottom of the totem pole getting crushed here. So I think that is where the trick-or-treaters came from. They wanted to go see this house. And I mean, my neighbor, he's got elaborate costumes. I think it's the Nightmare Before Christmas. Is that what it is? With the Jack Skeleton guy? He is the he's got a costume. I've seen the movie once when it first came out, so forgive me, but it's like the ghost in the knapsack, if that makes sense. Well, he's got that costume. I mean, unbelievable. I got to tip my hat to the guy. But now this means next year, I have to actually decorate my house. I have to buy the candy, and I have to do trick-or-treating. I don't know. I don't know what this guy's going to do for. I'm not decorating for Thanksgiving. I do decorate for Christmas, but on the inside of the house because I don't have an electrical outlet outside. Maybe I'll just plug into his house and use his outdoor electricity, you know, to decorate my house.